Bug Country 99.7 and 101.1. Today's new country. And I'd like to welcome from CNY Brain and Spine in New Hartford, Dr. Nicholas Kenda. Nick, it's not every day that I get to introduce a neurosurgeon.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me this morning. It's great chatting with you.
Well, it's nice to have you with us. Now, how does one get into medicine and then suddenly just decide, I want to be a neurosurgeon?
That's a fun question. I haven't had that question in a while. When you get older, nobody asks you. They figure you've been around too long. When I was in college, I was going into business, and my father had a American Cancer Society, had a table there, and I met a researcher who did brain tumor stuff. And so he's like, if you're looking for an internship in the summer, let me know. I never really thought I'd call, but I called. And next thing you know, I was collecting brain tumors from the operating room. And that was back in the day. And next thing you know, I ended up changing my major and went to medical school and became a neurosurgeon.
So you were kind of the butt of a joke of being a brain surgeon.
Exactly. It's amazing what you can do to help people as a neurosurgeon. You know, patients have back pain and you can help them and make them better. Patients have strokes, brain tumors, sciatica, nerve issues, hip problems, knee problems, shoulder problems. My specialty is I'm a minimally invasive spine surgeon and we can do very minimal treatments and help them.
But how are things affecting you and your practice and really patients nowadays with the stay at home and the pandemic and all that, and now that we're kind of getting back into things?
We're all getting a little strained out and our isolation's becoming just rough for everyone. We went to Cookies and Q Creamery yesterday, took my family. We did all the separation and all that stuff, but we had ice cream. And we just felt a little more normal. It's time for us to kind of move on, become a little more normal. Still take the precautions because we don't want people to get sick, especially the people who are at high risk. So I think everybody's doing their best to start mobilizing. And we at CNY Brain Spine really have changed our entire practice to allow people to do a lot of telemedicine. We've also allowed people to go ahead and do a lot of quick visits. We screen everyone that comes in. And we're looking for ideal locations to start opening up surgery at places that are clean, that don't have COVID patients there, that don't have high risk. Because you don't want to put off these ailments for so long, Dave. If you have some pain, it usually means something's wrong. And if you ignore it, it can get worse.
We're talking with Dr. Nicholas Kenda from CNY Brain and Spine. And so how are things affecting elective surgeries? Are they coming back to normal now?
You know, we're starting to be safe. Patients need to be screened. We're partnering with all of our institutions in the best manner we can. So we're looking at safe environments for our patients to get their care. And we're working with everyone to do it. And we're very excited, especially these brand new places that are completely clean, brand new facilities. And that really kind of makes it more comfortable and safe for patients to go.
I understand you have a new MRI center opening soon.
We do. We decided that it's better to go get the best imaging possible. Right now, we have to send patients out of our region to go get those images done. And for us at this point in time, we can take care of our patients right here in our local area with the top end imaging system in the country.
Man likes his food. He likes his ice cream. How could you argue with that? Dr. Nicholas Kenda, pleasure to talk with you from CNY Brain and Spine, Genesee Street in New Hartford. How can they get more information about the practice?
Absolutely. Go on to our website, and we have locations in Watertown, Potsdam, Lewis County, Rome, New Hartford, Herkimer, and opening up in Little Falls soon.
That's great. Great to talk to you. Thanks so much. You have a great day.
You too. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy the nice weather.